This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz. One of the sad facts of life is that as you get older, the more funerals you attend, and that's how it is for me. I've lost a count of the number of funerals that I've attended. Say in the last 5 years, I've come to know many people in my years of ministry. Some of them have reached old age and then they die. And some of them have died suddenly. Others have been through the awful period of illness and pain. And I miss seeing these people as I used to. So as I find myself reflecting on this big issue of life and realize that most people will during their lifetime attend at least one funeral of someone they know, because they do that, they will experience, as I have, sadness, grief and sorrow, thinking about the reality that their relative, their friend or work colleague has died. Now, it's not an easy topic to talk about. And if we're honest, I think we would prefer to put this sort of thing out of our mind and dwell on the more pleasant subjects. But do you know that grief and grieving are facts of life, and how comforting it is to know that we have a Heavenly Father who understands our feelings? He shares with us, he shares life with us, especially in those times of sorrow and loss. And I'm sure one thing, that you and I are going to experience the loss of one kind of an or another sometime. Now, for some people, that experience is repeated many times over, and that could well be you. You might have lost a lot of people, friends and family. And indeed, you may be going through the throes of grief as I speak now. It's part of life that we can't ignore. And whilst we think of grief as the result of dying, now grief can also come, for example, from the breakup of a marriage. If your home is robbed, you grieve. Or from things like the loss of a job or the loss of an item that might have sentimental value. Anything that a person loses that's near and dear to them will cause grief to some degree. But what is grief? Well, today and tomorrow I want to look at this. It's an intense sorrow that's caused by a loss. It's common to nearly everybody. It's not unusual to feel sad at the loss. If a pet, for example, dies, that grief that you feel is genuine. It should be acknowledged. It's not a silly thing to grieve over a dog or a cat or some animal that you love. With any of these losses, the natural response then is to grieve, and there can be reactions and emotions, and these things need to be worked through and resolved. So I'm not suggesting this morning that grieving is a quick fix event. No, it's a process that can take weeks and months, depending upon the significance of that loss. Now, have you noticed that loss does not discriminate on age, race, sex, education, or nationality? I mean, grief is just like any other emotion that God has given us. Because God has given us these emotions, and he's also given us a way to express them. Now let me explain this. He gave laughter to express joy. Words, if we get angry, we use words, or tears to express sorrow. So it's okay to feel sorrow. It's an emotion, grief, that's not easy to talk about, because I think each of us deal with our own grief in a unique and different way. And when a member of our family die, we might struggle because we don't understand why it had to happen. We think it's very unfair. And the thought of spending our remaining years without that person can cause us a feeling of anguish and pain. So grief is a painful emotional hurt that can take time to heal. Grief is standing by watching someone that you love that's battling with, for example, Alzheimer's disease, or watching your children make decisions you know that are not right and that will break your heart. I remember the story of C.S. Lewis, who lost his wife, Joy, to cancer. C.S. Lewis, a remarkable man, was devastated, of course, at her death. He was overwhelmed by grief. He found living to be extremely difficult, and he also battled with his own faith in God. But he wrote the book called A Grief Observed, and he said this: "Only torture will bring out the truth. Only under torture does he discover it himself." And he, what he was meaning by that he likened the pain that he felt like having your leg cut off. Well, no one is saying that it's easy to understand. And I think it was Ralph Waldo Emerson who said, "When it's dark enough, men see stars." And so the stars of hope and healing will come as we go through that pit of sorrow and grief. So I'd like to take this a bit further tomorrow. Well, thank you, Lord, that you're with us, even in the times of grief and sadness. You're a God who understands, and we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.